just, what is your nationality? You know, you're a citizen of this country, so you say,
I'm an English.
Or
American. Sure, American is the biggest word for that.
All right. And people of the black race, you call them?
Colored people or niggers.
Okay. Now, are there any terms that you use kind of jokingly?
Yeah, this nigger come in the store down here the other day, and when I was downtown, all these niggers know me, I was raised with most of them, and one old nigger come up there and said, "Whoa, can I get a shave?" And this nigger was standing there, and I said, "No, I ain't got no black leather." He said, "Hey, Walt, did you ever get any black leather?" He hadn't forgot that.
What about, do you have any names for poor or kind of worthless white people who refuse to work and just kind of...
I call them shysters.
Okay.
They go out here at this dump, you know, and there's a bunch of shysters out there digging in that filth, you know, that's in the city hall out there. They have a big ditch, you know, they put it in and then cover it up. Mm-hmm. Or set the fire, burn what they can, and then cover the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
I call them shysters.
What about someone who lives out in the country and is really really separated from other people, really out of touch with the people in town? What might you call him?
I'd call him a miser.
Okay. Well, would you ever use a term like a... never used the term mountain hoosier or mountain hoosier?
Yeah, back in the mountain, a lot of people that has families, they call them mountain hoosiers.
Mm-hmm.
They have used that term.
Mm-hmm.
They say, he's a mountain hoosier.
Okay. If someone was rushing you, you know, if someone was trying to hurry you up, you might say, "Now, just
wait a minute."
Okay. And if someone wanted to know the number of times you've been to... you want to know the number of times a person has been to Knoxville, for example. You might say, have you gone to Knoxville?
How often?
Sure. And I tell you, I'm not going to do something. And you agree with me. I say, I'm not going to do that. You say, am I? Say, I'm not going to do that. And then you say, am I? Well, would you say something like, either am I, or neither am I?
You say that. Either. And neither would I do it.
Sure. Okay. Now, what is this part of my head called?
Hard.
All right. And this stuff that you cut is a...
hair.
And if I didn't get a shave, I'd...
Yeah,
I'd
beard.
Okay. And this is what?
The ear.
Which one?
That's on your left side of your head.
And this is my...
ear on your right side.
All right. And this is my...
mouth.
And this is my
throat.
Alright. And the whole thing is my...
Well, that's all your throat.
Alright. It's around the back too. And
yeah, that's your throat bone down to your collarbone.
Alright. How about the whole thing when you say you have something around your
neck?
Alright. Do you ever use the term, is the term goozle familiar to you?
Yeah, that's good.
The goozle thing goes up and down?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know a woman ain't got one left?
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, man, this type of funeral home, that old man, he come to the barbershop one time, and friend stood his throat, and he said, something come up, I don't know how it's going to come up, but he said, Mr. Kiker said, "Did you know your wife didn't have she's got something you ain't got, or you've got something she ain't got?"
Yeah.
And he said, "What is it?" He said, "Goozle."
Uh-huh.
And they discussed that there a while, and he went home and examined his wife.
Mm-hmm.
To see if she did have a goozle. Mm-hmm. She didn't. The woman don't have one.
Yeah, that's called an Adam's apple.
Yeah, right? Adam's apple.
This is one what?
Two.
And two?
Two teeth.
And above the teeth are the?
Gum.
All right, and this is what part of my hand?
That's the palm of your hand.
All right, and I make a?
That makes a fist.
And I make two?
Two fists.
And you might say,